My grandparents, Grandma and Big Daddy, moved to Northeast Washington, D.C. in 1948 when it was the black part of town. They bought a duplex and raised 5 children there, the youngest being my mom, who everybody called Mona after the Mona Lisa. That's what Big Daddy wanted to name her, Mona Lisa, but Grandma said, you can't burden a child with a name like that. Grandma was always practical, so they named my mom Charlene, but ended up calling her Mona Lisa anyway, since Big Daddy refused to call her anything else. One way or the other, Big Daddy got his way. I hear the neighborhood was nice back in the day. Big Daddy worked as a clerk in various government offices and drove a Capital cab. He made decent money. I suspect most of the people in the neighborhood did too, although it was segregation money, and there was only so much that ordinary black people could make. Working poor, but proud. Grandma stayed home with the children, and she worked hard too. She had flowers along the street and a garden full of Southern specialties like collard greens. Grandma was from a small town in North Carolina, Big Daddy from an even smaller town in Mississippi, and she kept the house spotless. Most of her children went on to successful lives, although Uncle Buddy alternates between her basement and the street. And we lost Uncle Gerald to AIDS, which he caught from heroin needles. Even when my sister and I were living with them in the 1980s, Grandma kept things square. 3 home-cooked meals, chores after school. Wash your hands when you walk through the door and don't talk back. Church on Wednesday evening, no excuses. Big Daddy had his recliner and his television shows, and you didn't want to disturb his routine by forcing him to punish you because he was large and a serious man. It was better to sit with him and watch. Outside, though, the neighborhood was rough. The working black community had been transformed by housing projects, especially the 440-unit Lincoln Heights houses. 15 depressing 3-story cinder block and brick buildings surrounded by dirt yards, the houses threw a shadow over the neighborhood from the hill right behind Grandma's house. 3 blocks away next to the elementary school was Clay Terrace, another 1960s-era government housing project. The Lincoln Heights crews and the Clay Terrace crews hated one another, and they were always beefing. My grandparents' duplex with its tidy flowers and neatly trimmed plot of grass was right in the middle. It was fine during the day. There were kids on the block, and we played in the street. Heroin addicts wandered up from the bottom of the hill a few blocks away. Heroin was the drug back then, and the block known as the bottom was where to buy it. But mostly it was kids playing chase, old heads on porches, nosy women hanging out windows, and Dougie Fresh and Slick Rick blasting all day. But when the streetlights came on, the crews came out. Mostly I remember arguments, yelling that turned into fights and sometimes brawls. Car alarms going off, windows smashed. Guys tore bricks out of the border around Grandma's garden and used them as weapons, and Grandma went out the next morning on her knees and put them back in place. Back then, if it was gunshots, it was only 3 or 4. Just keep your head down and your eyes to yourself, Grandma said as she ferociously brushed my hair before sending my sister and me off to school. Don't talk to nobody and you won't have problems. God don't like the ugly. It was 3 blocks to Richardson Elementary, with 3 ways to get there. I planned my route every day. And it wasn't the dealers I wanted to avoid. It was the middle school girls. They chased us, taunted us, and forced us to kiss them. I loved girls, even at 7 years old. Most days I spent my lunch money on candy from the corner store to share with cute classmates. Those teenage girls, though, were terrifying. I was never a good student, too much anxiety. Even as a first grader, I stayed awake most nights, worrying about the yelling, the gunshots, the car tires squealing away. More than any other sound from my youth, that's what I remember, car tires squealing away. But I was smart. I read books. I joined a chess club. I was chosen for school trips to Baltimore and New York, where I toured the United Nations and saw the Statue of Liberty. I was even our class representative to CEO for a day. We spent a few hours at a Safeway, learning how they ran a grocery store. It wasn't a CEO position, and it smelled like cabbage, but I guess they figured this was the best kids from Lincoln Heights could hope for.